Erin Perini is with us. She is a director of press operations for the Trump campaign. Trump campaign had a couple of events in Minnesota yesterday, so we thought we better get you up to speed on those. Ivanka Trump was in Minnesota. How cool is that? Erin, how you doing?
I am well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. How'd yesterday go?
Yesterday was a huge success. It was the ability for the administration to be out in Minnesota talking directly to the American people on the work that's being done. One, to support jobs, and on a completely different track, to help solve the murders of some of the Native Americans and Alaskan Indians that exist in the United States. There were two different things that we did. One was going to a factory and working with a company, a manufacturing facility, and they signed the Pledge to America's Workers, which is an initiative that President Trump put forward that increases access to skills training for all Americans, and it supports U.S. manufacturing. With the Pledge to American Workers, so far there are 16.3 million opportunities pledged by over 440 companies. That's making sure that employees have an opportunity to continue training, to continue education, and meet the needs of where the market and the job opportunities are today in the United States and into the future. President Trump's always been America first, and so he is taking a private and public partnership to make sure that jobs are readily available well into the future. It continues to be part of his America First message, and it was a great event yesterday.
All right, so how does somebody go about taking the pledge? How do they participate in that program?
So it's usually a business that'll be able to do so. So they will get in touch with the administration and they will pledge to provide assets necessary for their employees to continue training, to continue their education, to make sure that there are opportunities for them to meet the demands of the economy of today.
Yeah, that is, I love it. I love it. You know, just again, the focus on America, which has been oddly, like so many things, controversial among some. For President Trump, America first. Oh, that's racist. What in the world? That's like saying, I love my family. Oh, you hate other people. No, yeah. I love my family first. I mean, oh my gosh. It's just, you know, it is never ceases to amaze me. It really doesn't. You know, I'm looking at a Ron Burgundy meme, my favorite one of the day. It says, breaking news. The same people who said Trump would destroy America are destroying America. You know, there you go. I mean, they're acting as though he's going to destroy America. Meanwhile, we need the, you know, federal protection for cities. It's just, isn't this crazy? It's crazy.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And, you know, it's kind of funny, similar to the point that you were just making about, you know, those who said he would hurt America are the ones hurting America. And I've had this in my mind for a little while now, but I keep thinking about it. You know, Joe Biden and the Obama-Biden administration used federal law enforcement to spy on a political opponent's campaign and to spy on the duly elected president of the United States. President Trump is using federal law enforcement to restore law and order to the streets of America. The contrast is crystal clear.
Boy, is it ever. No kidding. And, you know, just through the filter of the media, and, you know, Democrats are going to do what Democrats are going to do. Joe Biden is in his basement. He needs to do, you know, I mean, he's just got to throw Hail Marys every day and hope something sticks, right? But the way it's reported, the lack of any kind of fair and balanced media, you know, you have two opponents when you're Donald Trump and running for president, and pretty much any Republican, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's 95% negative coverage of President Trump. It doesn't matter if he goes to a manufacturing plant, if he stands in front of a church holding a Bible, the media will scream breathless outrage at whatever the president does, even if it's absolutely the right thing, because they just can't get over the fact that he doesn't care to play by their rules. He's not there to impress the media and the Washington elite and the Acela corridor between D.C. and New York City. He cares about every American and this country, and he's going to continue to do what's best for everyone, not what's best for the coastal elites in this country, and it drives them absolutely nuts. But here's the thing, he's unafraid. He's unafraid to continue to fight for America, and you see it because today he's going to have another press conference where he goes out there and he talks about the facts about what's being done with the coronavirus, with the vaccine, with PPE, and all of those things, while the media tries and scream, like, let's remember, the media was saying, oh, we're we're not going to have ventilators. There's going to be ventilator shortages. The president surged resources. We now have an overcapacity of ventilators in this country and a stockpile like we should. So they're always going to scream outrage, and they keep trying to move the goalposts. But what they forget is that President Trump's already 10 steps ahead of them.
Yeah, you're so right. Here's another example where, you know, an initiative that really should, if I'm in the media and I'm curious, I say, well, you know, the Trump administration, the Republican, yet they are setting up, you know, trying to enhance the criminal justice system, addressing the concerns of American Indian and Alaska Native communities with missing and murdered people. This is an initiative to find specifically, really, you know, particularly missing and murdered women and girls that have gone unnoticed, right? The Obama administration didn't do this. Previous administrations didn't do this. President Trump is doing it. Yesterday, I know there was an event you mentioned earlier with Ivanka about this as well. Explain this program, because it doesn't get much media attention, so we're telling most of our audience about this for the first time.
Yeah, so it's a 2-year task force right now on missing and murdered American Indians and Alaskan Natives. It's known as Operation Lady Justice, and it's going to carry out a number of activities, and it's going to send reports to the White House on what we need to do to combat these kind of things. It's co-chaired by AG Barr and Secretary of the Interior Bernhardt, and their job is concentrated on meeting with tribal leaders and communities, improving the response by law enforcement, communities, and systems, and reviewing all of the research and data and developing an outreach campaign so that we make sure we can absolutely mitigate and take down the numbers of missing and murdered American Indians and help solve these crimes. Because it doesn't matter who you are in the United States, President Trump always wants law and order in this country, and he is going to make sure he fights to get it done for everybody.
How did this happen? How did this come to be, this program?
Well, it was, you know, really the work of the president and Secretary Bernhardt and AG Barr. They've been taking a whole of government and a whole of the United States approach, looking at everything and saying, where can we supplement? What do we need to do? And where are the issues we need to address? And this is just one of them. They saw this issue, and they're stepping up, and they're surging federal resources to be able to take care of the Americans in this country. And it's just part of that holistic approach that the president's taking. It just doesn't get the coverage because it's just not juicy enough for the media, which is unfortunate because it's such an important thing.
How much of these kind of events, of the president and rallies and, you know, traditional campaigning do you expect between now and November 3rd?
As much as we safely can, you'll absolutely see the president out there. Just the other week, he was down in Florida talking to those who had fled socialism in Venezuela. You will see him continue to do different political events. The vice president's gone out and done a couple of bus tours. Our team is out there across the country doing bus tours, getting the message out there, connecting with voters, and we will continue to use every resource we have. We have weekly seven nights a week online broadcast with Team Trump across all our social media. We just hit over 1 billion views. So we know our message is still getting out there. It's still resonating with voters. And we're going to continue to use the president, use his bully pulpit, and get the facts out there.
Two words to pass along to Ivanka Trump, North Dakota. She needs to come back. Come back and see us on the other side of the border here.
Absolutely. I will make sure she knows.
Thanks, Erin. Good to talk to you. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
You bet. Erin Perini is the director of press operations for the Trump campaign. Wanted to get you a little recap on that. Didn't get a lot of news attention.